It's Wendy Snyder. Bill Leff is coming back on Monday, but until then, Dean Richards is sitting in his chair, and I thank you for that, Dean.
I've been waiting for the story to change so we can hear Veronica or whoever the news person is jump in. What was it that you said, Veronica, again?
Ready to join the conversation
join
live.
Join the conversation.
Whenever a story changes. And so since nothing's changed, then, you know.
I can't wait for something to happen.
We're always ready.
Because we were talking about naked celebrities earlier, and I want you in that conversation.
Well, if it's Andy Garcia, okay.
Have you seen him naked? Have you seen him naked?
No, he doesn't really do that, does he? He seems to be pretty classy.
Well, he has to get naked sometime.
Well, yeah.
I wish I was there when he was.
Me too. He's always been my favorite.
Yeah, I'll fight you for him.
Okay, let's do it.
I'll make a couple of calls for both of you.
Right.
Oh, thanks. Good to know. All right. I try really hard to be a good mom, and sometimes things fall through the cracks. Like my 17-year-old son's going to be a senior in high school, and Michael says to me, hey, do you know when my senior portraits are? And I said, well, how would I know? And he said, don't you get emails from the school? And I said, well, yeah, but I'm assuming you do too. So I looked it up, and the senior portraits were last week. I can't keep up with this stuff. And now he's supposed to be applying for colleges, but he's only going to be a senior in high school. Right. It happens this early?
Oh, yeah. I remember that from when I was in high school, how ridiculously early it starts. And well, I would guess that the pressure is even 10 times greater than it was from 100 years ago when I was in high school. But, you know, this ties in. You know, one of the movies opening today is Bad Moms.
Yes.
And these moms who feel such pressure to, you know, over deliver for their children. They're so stressed. They're so busy. There's probably pressure that you notice all the time with other moms of you got to keep up with the other moms. You got to be doing what the other moms are doing. That's kind of what that movie is about. But I think that's why this movie is going to do so well, because that's pretty relatable, I would think.
And, you know, this is my first one doing it, so by the time my second one gets to it, I will have kind of known how to go through the process. But there's a website that I go to all the time to help me out, and it's called grownandflown.com. And Lisa Heffernan is on the line with us, a New York Times bestselling author, mom, wife, friend, one of the co-founders of Grown and Flown. And honestly, Lisa Heffernan, you are my savior.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Wendy. That's awfully nice to hear.
Don't you think, Lisa, that there's, unbelievable pressure on mothers like there never has been before to deliver
Absolutely.
And be the perfect moms for their kids?
Absolutely. And where people thought that pressure might have been big around, you know, making baby food or getting into a nursery school, Wendy's about to face the most pressure there is on parents, and that's getting ready for college. Sorry, Wendy. I'm here for you. I promise.
All right. Well, I know that I still have a senior year, and we'll have you on again in a little bit to talk about, like, the application process. I did get an email from the counseling staff at his high school saying we're meeting with the parents on this date and the kids the next day. So hopefully guidance counselors are helping us along a little bit more than they did with our parents. But other people are going away to school for the first time, and I came across this Going to College, 7 Big Talks to Have Before They Leave, and I thought parents should hear these ideas that you have come up with to share with them, because I want all my birdies in the nest. I can't even imagine my kid is going away to school someday.
It's a tough thing to imagine, but parents who are facing this down, it'll be coming in August, and August starts next week. Many parents are on the doorstep of that. One of the things we talk about is it's very easy the summer before your kid goes to college, and even the spring, the next spring, the one you're facing, the spring before your kid goes to college, to just start focusing on practical issues, the minutiae, teaching them to do laundry and dorm shopping and packing and, you know, the logistics. But there's some big, important life lessons and moments that are a lot more important than whether they know how to sort darks from lights in the laundry. And that's what we talked about.
All right. Why don't you give some of those tips to the parents that are just about ready to send their kids away for the first time?
Sure. One of them is really to talk to your kid about the magnitude of what's happening. This is not like going from 10th grade to 11th grade or 11th grade to 12th grade. This is, you know, one of the big moments in life. And I think we need to have our children kind of understand it and appreciate their good fortune. The option to not going to college is going to work. So they're getting to have 2 years or 4 years, you know, looking at themselves, bettering themselves. They'll come out, they'll get a better job than they might have had. So this is a real luxury that our kids are having, and I think it's really important that we talk to them about that and they appreciate it. It's also a chance to talk about taking advantage of what a college offers. It's really easy to go to college and play 4 years of video games, have too much to drink, and shop online. And I think
I only made it a semester when I did that. That's why I quit ISU before they kicked me out.
There you go. Well, this is a chance to take advantage of, you know, speakers and going to concerts and athletic events and really taking some courses where you can learn things. And I think parents, if they have expectations around what their children are going to do in college, it's time to talk about those expectations. There are also two big issues that are plaguing kids in college right now that we're seeing a lot of in the news. One is mental health and the other is sexual misconduct or sexual assault. Whether you have a female or a male child, you must discuss sexual assault with them. They will have it discussed with them on campus, but this is a parent's role to discuss it. You need to talk to them about what consent is, whether they're a male or a female. You need to talk to them about what happens if there's a sexual assault. Where do you turn? Who do you talk to? What are the logistics? What are the laws? And you also need to teach them because it may not be them, but they may be the friend. So if a girl gets sexually assaulted, she may turn to her best girlfriend. And when you don't have any idea of what to do, you're not really the friend that girl needs. So parents really need to talk through this. It can be a really difficult discussion. It can be very uncomfortable, but it's important. Same thing with mental health. Depression, stress, and anxiety are big problems on college campuses. And kids need to know what the signs are and where you turn for help.
I have to admit, you know, I make jokes that I drank, and that's why I only made it one semester. I truly was not ready to cut the apron strings. My older sister, and older brother went to college, and that was just what we did. Wendy, you're going to college. And I wasn't ready. I just, I was the one who always cried at slumber parties. My cousins would have to take me home at 2 a.m. I wasn't ready, and mental health is something, it's okay not to be ready, but yep. You have to know where to turn, who to talk to, and some of those feelings are normal, aren't they, Lisa?
Absolutely. Homesickness is the most normal thing in the world, and you should even expect it of your freshmen. And if they don't have it, well, all the better. But, you know, one thing that's different now is our kids can stay in closer communication with us. So it's important to give them the message, you know, you're on your own, and this is your experience and your college experience, and I want you to learn how to manage your life. But I am absolutely here. These kids are 17 and 18 years old. They're very young, and many of them are away from home for the first time. So I think it's actually easier for kids than when we went to college, in the sense that they can text us, they can have a quick little FaceTime. You can be there for them in a way that our parents were not really able to be there for us, and help them through that period of homesickness.
I wonder if kids are more ready than adults give them credit for. You know, we have this big music festival in Chicago every year, Lisa, Lollapalooza, which is predominantly 18 to 24-year-olds. I was there almost all day yesterday. I saw the majority extremely sophisticated teenagers who were out there negotiating the world like they were 50 years old.
Yeah, and by and large, most kids are. And most kids are for most of the time, but there are those dips. There's that first midterm that goes really badly, or there's that, you know, boyfriend or girlfriend that drops you. The kids can have, my son described college as a time of high highs and low lows, and I think that really sums it up. The kids have a great time, but they do hit these speed bumps, and they really can plunge, and they need to know we're there for them. You know, if you're feeling really terrible, call home, talk to your parents. You know, they shouldn't feel that they have to handle everything on their own. They've got resident advisors. They've got deans. There are people to speak to. The one thing kids shouldn't go to college with is feeling like, I've got this. I've got to handle it all myself, because that's where the problems really start.
Lisa Heffernan on the line with us, and you can go to her website. She's one of the co-founders, grownandflown.com. We're talking about some of the things that you need to know before your kids go away to school. We'll continue after this. 312-981-7200. It's Dean Richards in for Bill Leff, Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN. All right, some things you need to know when your kids are on their way off to college, which in a few weeks, right? So the middle.
It's hard.
I'm telling you, mid-August, most of these kids are going to be either back or going back to college. And Lisa Heffernan's on the line with us, one of the co-founders of grownandflown.com. And there are some talks you need to have with your kids before they leave. And we discussed a couple of them, Lisa. Talk about the magnitude of going to college. Talk about their mental health, sexual misconduct. What are some more we need to know?
Well, I think it's really important that you talk to them about taking care of friends. You know, in high school, the adults are still around. But in college, friends almost become like an extended family. So this is a time where our kids are learning to really take care of other people, really to be there for other people. If we think back on our college friends, for those of us who went to college, those are people who really supported us into early adulthood. So it's just important to teach them kind of how to be that stand-up person for their friend, because there are going to be some rough moments where they're really needed. And we want them to be there.
All right. What about sleep? Is that important for kids?
Sleep? Well, let's just talk about freshmen. Freshmen are germ magnets. I don't think you can ever talk to a parent who's been through freshman year without a recitation of how many times their kid got sick. And the reasons they get sick are twofold. The first one you can't do a thing about. You got a bunch of kids coming from a bunch of different places into a dormitory and sleeping in close quarters. But the second reason is they don't sleep. I was interviewing a medical professional on the Harvard campus earlier today, and he said the entire university is sleep deprived. Everybody who works and lives at a university is sleep deprived. So it's super important to really talk about how important it is to get that sleep, and when you're tired, not to push through it to sleep. Otherwise, your kid is simply going to be sick all the time.
And one of the loveliest parts of this, which I came across, was the last one, something that I think is important for every parent to do, and I don't know if every parent would think about it. Talk about this letter where you can share your pride.
Yeah, I didn't do this, okay? I'm going to fess up right now, and I regretted it right away. This is a big moment in life. There's a professor at Emory University who equates going away to college like marriages and births. It's a day that you remember forever. You remember dropping your kids at college. People remember their parents dropping them in college. The words that you say on that day have meaning, and they will be remembered. So a lot of us, you know, our last words to our child is, you know, don't forget to do your laundry, or, you know, don't get dirty, or sleep, or really stupid things. So if you don't feel like you're going to be able to say the important things, put them in a letter. Tell your child how much you love them. Tell them how they changed your life. Tell them how proud you are of this moment, that they got themselves here, that they did the work necessary, and that you know they will accomplish great things in the next 2 or 4 years. This is a moment to say things they will never forget. And we don't have a lot of those moments in our lives, so you don't want to let it pass you by.
I am, like, getting all teary about this because, really...
Sorry about that, Wendy.
No, but it's a wonderful thing to write, and a lot of times you're right. We parent out of necessity and out of stress a lot. It's like, okay, we got to go, but don't forget to unpack, and don't forget to take your vitamins every day. So a lot of times you leave in kind of a frazzled way, but if you can just leave them with a letter, what do? Slip it into their suitcase? Do you just hand it to them and say, I just want you to read this, wait till I leave? What's the best way?
Yeah, suitcases aren't a thing that really happen in college because there's no room for them. So I've written a lot about this. You're going to want to pack in garbage bags or in duffel bags. So, yeah, just hand them the note. Ask them to read it after you're gone. Just think of one or two things. You know, reverse the process. Think about what you will have wanted to have said. When you walk away, when you're gone, when the tears are shed, what will you want to be uppermost in your kid's mind? What will you, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, what will you want them to have remember you having said? What's the most important thing in your family, in your values, a memory? If it's religion, maybe if you're a family that shares a strong religious background, maybe it's something in your religion. Obviously, for each family and each child, it's something different. But just something meaningful so that your last comment isn't about darks and whites.
Aren't you going to get sort of a, oh, Mom...
No.
Kind of reaction to it?
You might.
Or if they weren't homesick before you dropped this letter, will they be after they open the letter?
Absolutely.
And realize, you know, how sad they're going to be?
They might be. It's a big moment, though, and everybody being a little sad, you know what? That's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. It's okay. They may do the aw, Mom. They're more likely to do that if you try and talk to them during move-in. Because the roommates are there, the roommates' parents are there, there are people running in and out of the halls, there's stuff crashing everywhere, there's boxes everywhere, it's hot, it's dirty, better to leave the letter.
Although now they're going to cry like a baby that first night. They've just moved in and they're going to, yeah. But is it, it's not such a bad thing. They want to, they'll.
You know,
I just wonder if the letter is more, if the letter is more for the parent than for the child.
I'll tell you now, I wish my mom wrote me that letter.
I do too.
In hindsight, as an adult. But
I would have loved it at the time.
Really? Okay.
I would have. You know,
and you can't do something electronically, which is all of our, you know, I know I was texting my kids about how much I love them and I miss them and, you know, I'm so proud of them, but those texts are gone in the ether forever, you know, so it does have to be that good old-fashioned piece of paper in an envelope.
And then they can hang on to it forever.
Wendy's about to burst.
I know.
I'm sorry, Wendy.
I got another year. There are parents that are already crying right now. I know it while they're listening.
Absolutely.
Check out grownandflown.com. Honestly, it's a favorite on my desktop. I check it all the time. Some great information. Lisa Heffernan, thank you so very much.
Thank you, Wendy. Thanks, Dean.
Grownandflown.com. I swear to God, I check it all the time, and then I cry. I'm a load of fun these days.
We're gonna see why Bill took the week off.
I know. See, a little of me goes a long way. To know me is to hate me. We're going to take a quick break, and then news is next, 720 WGN.